Last year, the movements were made that our kaitiaki needed to be compliant, and that was more of a health and safety issue rather than a, last-minute compliance issue. We're being, for our whānau and our kaitiaki to be on the roads, we needed traffic control certification as a safety mechanism. There's other things that flow on from that as well. So those whānau that are on the road, especially for Ngāti Whātua at that stage, had a TC or traffic control first aid, so first aid certs. They were compliant with all of the normal health and safety regulations that, go with traffic control. The contributing factor to the vetting is part of our health and hauora kaupapa. So most organisations, especially our Māori hauora and Māori providers, have vetting in place in their organisations as part of the Vulnerable Children's Act and other things that we do. Because of that process and protocol, especially through the health units, it's a SOP. Standard operating procedure is to have our kaitiaki vetted. Again, the difference between the Ngāti Whātua protocols is that our staff are employees of Te Runanga o Ngāti Whātua. So being an employee of the Runanga, but having a hauora entity that the Runanga operates, our hauora entity is called Te Hā Oranga, and our social service unit as well. It's a natural progression that vetting is part of that. What happened after that was, Taitokere Border Control took over Urutiti. Somewhere along the lines, there was a communication breakdown between, the authorities, TBC, and other entities that were running Urutiti. So for Whātua, it was very different. Because we're already compliant, et cetera, we're already part of the system, have been so for the last 2 years, the Whātua, kaitiaki, and employees were all compliant. However, some of our whānau who came from TBC weren't compliant at that stage. So for me, that's more of a communication issue than really, a SOP issue. And something that just needed to be worked out earlier than expected.
Kia ora, Anthony. Thank you. I understand, too, that you were part of the opening of the City Mission's new building, Home Ground. What's the connection with Ngāti Whātua, and what do you see as the future of this new complex?
Yeah, it's interesting. A bit of a long day yesterday. So at midnight, the Maungaturoto border, was officially closed down, and our staff were redeployed.